Hello and welcome to a MathSoro podcast. I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of mathematics at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking growing children with our guest today, Hanying Dong. Hello, Hanying.
Hi.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Hanying Dong. So as you know, I am a student of Queens College. And right now my major is computer science and pure math.
Okay, so both of them. So you're an undergraduate here?
Yes. So could I speak to my friend in China a little bit?
Sure, Hanying. Why don't you share a little bit about your research with your friends back in China, and we'll continue in English right afterwards.
Yes. So, 大家好，我现在在 这个皇后大学，在一个美国的一个大学，在纽约。 你知道吗？现在我就在我的老师的办公室，我教授的办公室。现在呢，我们要，我正在跟他 record 关于一个。 我的 project 就是一个 research， 相当于就是研究吧。我现在呢正在讨论关于一个小孩子，会有多少种不同的 ，you know， 就是有多少种不同的方式可以成长，还有在未来会有多少种不同的身高，一个在同一个孩子当中会有多少种不同的身高，它可以有。所以呢，现在呢我们就在record了，谢谢大家收听。
Okay. This semester you worked on a research project. Can you talk about it for us?
Oh, yes. This semester I do my research, and the topic of my research is the height a child will have.
So the height that a child will have. Yes. Okay. So tell us a little bit more.
Okay. So we know why I choose this topic. It's because my parents, you know, exactly my father doesn't high, so they care about my height in the future. But over years, they fail because I'm really short right now. So I also think about maybe I can do more for my future child. So I want to do some research and use mathematical way to find the height my future children will have.
All right. And are there any planned children right now?
Oh, right now, no yet.
All right. So you're motivated by hoping your children would grow taller than you are.
Yeah, of course, you know.
All right. So what type of methods did you use when you were investigating this?
Oh, exactly. I use the generating functions.
Okay.
You know, before I try to list all the height for a child in each year, he will grow, right? I try to like counting them year by years, but you know, if I do in a way, like it's gonna be a lot more to do, like my whole semester gonna only counting this, right?
All right, so you're talking about doing a brute force our method of saying in each year you might grow how much. So why don't you give us a little bit more information about the question?
Oh yeah, so for my question is like, how many different height for a child, like in after 10 years, he will have.
All right, and you said starting at what age?
I starting at age 3.
Okay, so and going up until?
Until 13.
Age 13.
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of possibilities are there for growing in a year?
In 1 year, exactly, you know, there are many factors will affect a child's height. So the most three things that a parent can help is the food, right? And the physical exercise. And, you know, the sleeping time.
Okay.
So I focus on these three factors. So exactly, I find that if you have good food and if you have bad food, then the difference will be about, you know, 1 centimeter. Difference.
1 centimeter per year. So
yes.
So in 1 year, you're going to see the difference between having good food and having bad food, and that will be about a 1 centimeter difference.
Yes.
Okay.
And the whole for exercise, right, physical exercise is about like 0.5 centimeters.
Okay.
And also for the sleeping times, also about 0.5 centimeters.
All right. And were these were your guesses, or did you do some research about that?
I did some research about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so those are some research values for how much a child will grow or not grow based on these three different factors.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you said And so how did you take this information and use it?
Well, firstly, I list them. So I find, you know, eight possible ways, right? To go with bad food, or bad sleeping time, or bad exercise, blah, blah, something, right? You totally 1 year, you have eight different ways to grow. So I find that they have one ways to get 5 centimeters in 1 year.
Okay.
And two ways to get like 5.5 centimeters 1 year.
Okay.
And also two ways for 6 centimeters and 6 centimeters 1 year. And also one way to get 7 centimeters 1 year.
So of those eight, there's eight different combinations of good or bad food, good or bad sleeping, and good or bad
physical exercise. Yeah.
So good or bad sleeping, good or bad eating, and good or bad exercise. And then of those eight, one of them you'll grow 7 centimeters, one of them you'll grow 5 centimeters, and for the other six it'll be somewhere in between.
Yes.
Okay. And so that then translates to what?
Then I try to say like, there is like, if you ending them, right? There is like 1 year, you can list 1 year, there are so many different height, right?
Okay.
And then I try to use the generating function.
Okay, so you took that information, put it into a generating function.
Yes. So I want to make like for example, a variable Q, right? So for the power, the power of Q will stand for the height.
For the number of centimeters.
Yes.
Okay.
The height. And the coefficient of the variable will be the how many different ways you can get the height in 1 year.
Okay.
So I ending off length, so that will be the on least 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The total difference way you get different height, right?
Okay.
So if you want to get 1 year, learn you parenthesis length and power one, right? Next 1 year, you have different height and different ways, right?
So for 1 year, you have this generating function, 1q to the 5th plus 2q to the 5.5
yes.
plus 2q to the 6 plus 2q to the 6.5 plus 1q to the 7. And that to the first power is how many centimeters they will grow in 1 year.
Yes.
And then when you take that to other powers,
you will be like different age. For example, you power 2, right?
Okay.
And that means after 2 years, you how many different height, and for each height, how many different weight.
Okay. And so then you said, well, 10 years.
Yes, 10 years.
So what was the most interesting thing that you found?
Most interesting thing is the result. After 10 years, I compare the best case and the worst case.
Okay.
You see the difference about the height is about 20 centimeters.
20 centimeters. And I think that's what you were telling me before that we started.
Yes.
If you had one number to bring, it would be...
Yeah, 20.
It would be 20 because there's this difference of 20 centimeters
yes.
over 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you say is the most difficult part about your project?
Oh, exactly, is try to find a formula.
Okay.
You know, before, you know, I try to list all possible way and try to, you know, year by year, I try to counting them. And I find maybe there's formulas or functions to do that, but I didn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned, we learned the generating functions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Professor, you mentioned me, you may can use the generating function and then the power to stand for the height.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tried and find, and I find the generating function is really so powerful and so cool, you know. It makes questions much, much easier, you know.
I know, certainly not what you expected when you started this class.
Yeah.
And then, but it's a very powerful tool.
Yeah, it's really powerful and saved me a lot of time. You know, I'm even thinking about changing my, you know, topic because I saw like, what? How could I count in that much money? Each year, so different ways, so many possible ways, you know?
Right.
But when I know the generally functions can do it, wow. I feel like you are so cool.
All right, so let's say you had some more time to work on a project. What would you change?
Oh, will you change? I'm not gonna.
Or
change
what would you do? What would you
I
do
would
next?
Do some, you know, I in the, my presentation I mentioned about the years between 13 years to 15 years old, right?
Okay.
I talked about in these 2 years, a child, or you can say a boy, will change his height a lot, right? And also bodies.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about if I have more time, I'm going to work on at least 2 years. Try to do some research for at least 2 years.
Okay.
Because you know what? I can give you one example in my middle school. Right?
Okay.
You know, in my middle school, I play basketball. And I have one classmate. In the first year of my middle school, he is very short. You know, I hired him. And then when we play basketball, I can easily beat him. But after 2 years, you know what? He grew about at least like 15 centimeters
wow.
in 2 years, you
wow.
know? And he looks much higher, you can see. You know, you can feel about, I feel like, you know, something like not that good when I play basketball with him. But that's why if I think about if I have more time, then I can spend some time on do some research and counting how many the height in these 2 years, like a child can grow.
Okay. So thanks for coming in today
okay.
and for sharing your research. This has been a Math Zorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com. Bye.
Thank you.